Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, you know, we've been kind of talking about these Italian whites for a while. I've been having a blast sort of digging in on some of these.
I agree.
Because they're not typically wines that we've become very familiar with. And while you and I are both on sort of an ABC, anything but Chardonnay kick, this is probably as strong a direction as you want to go if you want to go in that direction.
I'm glad we've got a chance to try these, Hugh. And some things are becoming very much household names for me now. Uh-huh. Vermentino is at the top of that list.
That's a biggie.
It's a really wonderful Italian white. And when it's done correctly, I think it's a very impressive wine. I got a chance to try two. The first was a Mesa Vermentino di Sardegna. And Mesa is a big company down there in Sardinia. And they do a really nice job, very modern, beautiful packaging, and I really like this Vermentino. It's a big, tasty wine with dry flavors, good density, and an appealing freshness, and it's just a fabulous seafood wine.
Well, that would make sense from there.
Yeah, it does, because this comes from, you might as well call it the Italian Riviera, and it goes hand-in-hand with seafood. This one is $30, and I'm discovering the Vermentino can be a little bit on the costly side. So one that I found that I liked a little bit more because it's $25, a little cheaper, is Lunai. And we had a Lunai wine last week. This
yes, we
is
did.
Their Colli di Luni. It's the 2015 vintage. And this was a very full-bodied one. And if you think there are no full-bodied white wines, you got to try the Vermentino. it has elements of earthiness and citrus notes, both on the nose and the palate. And like I say, it's just extremely food-friendly. A great big mouthful of wine, and it tastes nothing like Chardonnay. So there.
I find those to be kind of fleshy in the mid-palate.
It's very fleshy. Yeah, it really has a lot of flesh. Really, really good wine. Here's one that I tasted, and I just fell in love with. It's Massanotti Custosa. And this comes from the north of Italy near Lake Garda, which is an important lake up there. This is only $18. And this is a Saturday night wine, dinner wine, par excellence. It's predominantly Trebbiano. It's soft, crisp, and tastes of yellow pears. This example has a nose of spring flowers and lemon-flavored sparkling water. It's just a sweetheart of a wine, off-dry and crisp, both delicious fruit flavors that just brings out all this bracing acidity. Man, it had everything.
Hey, you're
so
good.
I liked it.
That's
I
awesome.
I liked it. There's a really well-known winery called Tenuta Santa Anna, and you'll see their packages all over the place. I tried the Pinot Grigio from Venezia and also their Prosecco.
Right.
And I got to say, both of these were pretty impressive, pretty nice. First of all, the Pinot Grigio, it had a rich, kind of medium gold color, nice fresh nose of whetstones, green pears, sweet peas. And the wine was round, a little low in acid. I could have had a little bit more acid, because I think that would have brought out the flavors. Good intensity. Now, it's not as strong as an Alsatian Pinot Gris.
Gotcha.
But still, really, really nice. Very, very good everyday wine. $13.
That's a good deal.
Not bad. Now, the Prosecco, which is labeled extra dry, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Very, very dry. And I thought it was just so refreshing, so crisp, spring-like. Lots of good flavors, very, very subtle flavors. I thought we were going in the direction of spring fruit, a little bit of minerality going, but just really cool. And at $17, I think it over-delivers. So those are our whites. We'll put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.